Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into my birthday month over at 98 Rock. They always called it Rocktober. We're getting into October now. I want to welcome back a dear friend, a partner, a sponsor, and someone that we have here from time to time to bring the mood up a little bit. You know, mental health, mental fitness, mental awareness, all of these things. We've talked to Victor Brick so many times about trying to stay sharp and trying to stay on the right side of the street here. And the John W. Brick Foundation has put together a Move Your Mental Health Awareness. And the first couple of days of October, pretty important as we start off. I'm going to be a new man by October 14th, my birthday, Victor. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Yeah, well, the Ravens keep winning. I'm doing great.
How far could you kick a field goal in your prime? 66 yards.
Actually, I was a kicker in Silver Spring Boys Club days.
All right, so 35 yards, you felt good about yourself, right? If you could hit one.
I couldn't hit a field goal, save my life.
I wasn't a soccer guy. I was more eye hand, more tennis and stuff. I love to kick, you know, kick field goals and stuff. But seeing what he's done and seeing how it's sort of illuminated the city, it's created like fun memes and fun things all week long. And I think this is part of like during the plague last year, we couldn't go to the games and all that. Mm-hmm. It feels like football season again. It feels like it's been a long time coming.
And it's all tied into mental health. And that's the great thing about it. Let's face it. We feel better when our sports teams do better, when we can go out and whether we're watching a football game, we're watching our kid in an activity, whether we're watching a play or the theater, we just feel better connecting with people. And those are the two things that drive mental health: connectivity and coping skills. And the two things that work against them are isolation and loneliness and lack of coping skills. And there ain't a whole lot to connection better than a Ravens on a Sunday, the way they're playing.
That's,
and
it just brings the city together. Right?
Instant dopamine, air, and serotonin, the whole bit. You got it.
Well, Victor, you know, you're putting on this event here, and a lot of folks know you from Brick Bodies, or they know you from Planet Fitness, or they just know you're around town. But you've been very forward in the last decade with your brother's mental health and his challenges. I want to start with giving the concise story about why you're involved in this, because I think the why is so important with what you've gone through. And you talk about dopamine and serotonin, all these things. But, you know, for most of our lifetime, if something was wrong in your head, you were afraid to tell anyone. And then when you told someone, they gave you a pill, right? They gave you a drug, right?
That's right.
And we're in a different place right now. And I know this is really your mission because this is what happened to your brother.
Yes. My brother, my oldest brother, John, suffered from schizophrenia virtually his entire life. And he died from complications of the disease. And never once in all the years of his treatment, sometimes in the best social hospitals and the best psychiatrists in the country, never once was he put on a fully integrated program that combined exercise, nutrition, mind-body practices, and other holistic approaches, along with, because he definitely needed it at times, along with, when he needed it, medication, psychoanalysis, and institutionalization. It was always the latter three. And John succumbed from, I believe, from the medication, not this illness. Schizophrenia technically is not quote, terminal. But you cannot stay on hard narcotics for 40, 50, 60 years. It takes its toll. The medication is meant to treat acute phases and the initial onsets of many diseases. But sooner or later, I don't care what disease it is, COVID included, sooner or later, your body has to be able to handle that pathogen, that condition. And it comes down to lifestyle and doing the right things. Or otherwise, you're really nuking your body with all these chemicals. And so our mission has been twofold. One, to bring awareness to the mental health crisis. And I think COVID's done a pretty good job of doing that for us. 50% of the American population now is suffering from some type of mental health issue, not necessarily mental illness or disease, but a mental health issue. And more importantly, to change the way the world treats mental health by having holistic approaches such as exercise, nutrition, and mind-body practices integrated as part of the mental health care delivery system. We're not saying it's the only answer. We're not saying only. It's part of the delivery system.
But I think we have most of what we need in us, right? I mean, this is where the coaching part of this comes out and how we we associate trauma and things and how we cope, coping mechanisms, right?
That's the coping mechanism.
If the coping mechanism is, here, take this pill, it'll make you feel better. Right. You really haven't solved anything. You haven't fixed the problem, literally, at all. You put a Band-Aid on an open wound. That's a mental health wound.
Right. Think mental illness is it's an illness. It's a disease. And think of obesity. You get to the point, if you don't take care of yourself, where you're endangering your circulatory system and in danger of a heart attack, you may need some type of medication. But if you had lived a healthier lifestyle all the way through, you might have never gotten to where you needed that medication. And even if you did, because of different reasons, you would be better able to handle that condition and not have to solely depend on that. So it's all integrated, and it's all part of full treating the body. And coping mechanisms can often either, one, prevent the need for medication and acute onsets of mental illness, or two, help to mitigate those situations when they do. But they are definitely essential and, quite frankly, rarely included in the treatment, if ever.
Victor Brick is here. He is with Brick Bodies and, of course, our partners at Planet Fitness. We encourage everybody to get back to working out, especially if the weather's changing a little bit here. Move yourself inside. Stay safe at Planet Fitness. There's a location right around the corner. We talk about it all the time. But what we're going to be talking about here the next 10 days to kick off my birthday month, it is the Move Your Mental Health Month, and the John W. Brick Mental Health Foundation's presenting this. Victor, you've done a lot of different things. I mean, I went through the events here, and we talked about global summits. We've talked about online things, certainly during the pandemic. Before that, you were doing things up at Johnny United Stadium, up on the Towson campus that you love, raising money and raising awareness. Where is the foundation right now? And let's talk about Move Your Mental Health right now. No better time to do that than before my 53rd birthday.
See, one of the focuses of 53rd birthday, congratulations.
I know, I'm getting there.
A day over 52.
I used to be the low man on the totem pole.
But like I said, one of the reasons that the foundation is focused on changing the way the world treats mental health is because a lot of people talk about mental health, but very few people and foundations are really giving answers and concrete a game plan or course of action. Coping skills, and that's where what we're trying to really develop and promote. So the Move Your Mental Health 10 days of activity starts the first, I believe.
It does.
And every day for, I think, 10 minutes, we have a different fitness professional, some of whom are world class and some of whom are local, do some form of movement with the idea of exposing whoever signs on to different forms of movement, just getting people into the routine or into the habit of exercises. So we've got Qigong, we've got yoga, we've got chair breath work by Ali and Otman Smith, two local guys in Baltimore City. These guys are doing phenomenal work with their foundation, which is trying to change the mindset of disadvantaged communities. They are implementing yoga and mind-body practices in the public schools.
Well, yoga changed my life, Victor. I mean, at the turn of the century, I think I've told you this, Brian Baldinger was my co-host, and Brian did yoga and hot yoga and got me involved in it. It's probably the reason I'm thin. It's probably the, 15, 20 years later, I lost some weight back in 06. I lost 40 pounds, kept it all off. And the mind and the being alone in a room where it's quiet working, different than being in Planet Fitness, different than all that stimulation. But there's something about that I took to that. Maybe it's because I'm so type A and so, out in front of people that when I work out, quiet, dark, alone, yoga, heat, that was better for me. That was a turn my mind off kind of thing. Whereas when I'm in a gym, my mind's not turned off. I'm like almost super stimulated looking at stuff,
Well, the Ottmans are doing great work with that. Like I said, in the inner city, one of their concepts is instead of going to detention, you would go to yoga class. Can you imagine that after school and before school, having a whole elementary school doing some mindfulness thinking and thinking about I can do as opposed to I can't do, and just changing the way people, a lot of young people think. And I've got a little of a bone to pick with these guys because their father was Coach Smith. He coached at Southern when I was at Delaney. I think they beat us 76-30 or something. We had a pretty good team. We had a pretty good team. They were ranked like second or third in the country.
Thought you had a pretty good team.
we went down to play Southern at Dunbar, and it couldn't have gotten any uglier.
Yeah, well, it probably didn't go too well.
And it was in the state tournament, second round of the state tournament.
Well, I would advise everybody to go out on the Facebook page. Sean W. Brick, as a, you can go to the main website, but the Facebook page is always doing stuff. You're doing a Youth for Youth Summit, but all of the stuff up here and reasons why and 10 minutes of movement, 10 consecutive days, it's all up at the John W. Brick Mental Health Foundation page on Facebook. Victor,
well, let's talk about that youth weekend we're doing.
Sure.
And 10 years ago, that was not really one important or two would be very popular. Like you said, people wouldn't talk about it if they did have it, and there wasn't as much of a prevalence. But the strain of COVID on the America's youth has just been devastating. And you guys, think on your listeners, think about those formative years and having to give up a high school athletic season or even a youth soccer program. It's just really, so I encourage everyone to get onto log on to that online program at some point in time. And one of the things we do, like I said, is we don't just talk about why things are the way they are. We always give solutions and recommendations as to how to address these things. And it's very important, as I said, that I contend that, and this is going to sound kind of crazy, but the long-reaching effects of COVID are going to be more evident in the mental health of this society 10 to 20 years from now than in the economic and the physical. Now, obviously, it caused a lot of heartache and tragedy in terms of fatalities in the present. But 10 to 20 years from now, there'll still be people struggling with this.
It's been an amazing 18 months of our lives, right? Like just all of this. I was in an airport this morning, masked, the whole day. And you wonder where the end of it is.
Right,
and I would
right.
think the same thing would be if you were a young person, you were a student, were in 10th grade and this hit, now you're in 12th grade and you're trying to
figure right.
or you were in 6th grade, now
that's
you're
right.
in 8th grade. And we've talked so much about education and all that, but the mental health part of this for staying the course and having lived through some kind of trauma. I mean, our parents talked about polio and World War II and, you know, all of those things. This is that challenge, I think, for young people.
It is the challenge. And here's the thing. You've had heartache in your personal life. I've had heartache in my personal life. The thing that fills the gap between the known and the unknown is fear, if you let it. We know
or
there's
faith.
A pandemic.
Or faith.
Well, faith, fear, if you let it, that's where faith can come in. But if you know there's a pandemic, you don't know where it's going to end. If you don't fill that gap with something, it's filled with fear. You have cancer. You know you have cancer. You don't know how to treat it. You don't know what's going to happen. What will fill that gap, if you let it, is fear. And that's where you got to fill it with a couple of things. The most important is faith and education. You got to have faith and truly believe in something bigger than yourself. And you've got to know how to deal with it. That will end, all things end. And these are the things you can do. And that gets back to the coping skills that we're talking about all along. And that's why it's important to do things like get on the Move Your Mental Health 2021 and get on the youth webinar so that you come up with the coping skills, because your kids are depending on it. They're not going to seek those things out themselves, and for the children, for the youth, and for the adults, most of your friends and family won't either. They will not know what to do. People just don't know how to.
Well, it's a very difficult thing. I would say if you're having a mental health challenge,
right.
Who do you turn to? Who
That's
do
right.
you trust? Do you call
That's
that 800 number?
That's
do you
right.
call your faith leader? Do you call a family member who may or may not respond or have the capacity to
That's right.
I don't know that I would be capable of taking that. If someone called me right now and said, I'm
That's
having
right.
mental, I'm not a professional. I would refer someone to professionals. And I think a lot of times people try to do this on their own, or they try to do it with a friend or someone they trust. And that's important. But I think once this sets in, do you feel like you need help? You need professional help, not just a family member or a shoulder to turn to. You need real information.
You really do. You need You need somebody to turn to, you need a professional. That's one of the big initiatives of the John W. Brick this year, is that we're developing a wellness trainer certification program. So right now, you want to lose weight, you know, you can go to a certified personal trainer. You want to build muscle, you can go to a certified personal trainer. We want to have certified wellness fitness professionals.
Not psychiatrists or psychologists, right? Right.
That's right. These are people that can help give you coping skills to handle depression and stress, and also can see when it's beyond the scope of their expertise, and they would refer you on to the psychiatrist and the psychologist, because they do serve a valuable function, but they are not the only source. You should, the sooner you get interventions, positive interventions, the better. And after, if you get it soon enough, like I said, it can be healthy lifestyle choices that begin to release endorphins, as you said, and happy and serotonin and adrenaline, but also physiologically help change you as well, not just psychologically.
Victor, when did you lose your brother? When did John pass?
He passed 8 years ago.
So this movement for you to create the foundation, give me a little bit of the background on that, and not why this is, obviously this is important, but I'm sure you went through your own path and your own wellness to try to figure out, what if John were here now, what would he, where would I take him? What would I do with him now? And I'm sure that over the last 8 years, I know we do this a couple times a year and we talk about it, but I'm sure you're reading up. I see you're doing stuff out in San Francisco with a group of people, that you're learning stuff that over the last 6 months, since the last time I talked to you about this.
We met with our chief researcher at the University of California, San Francisco, who, by the way, worked a Nobel Peace Prize for a book on telomeres. So these are world-class individuals. And that's the research study that we're going to be publishing is going to really be groundbreaking in terms of what actually does affect mental health. I don't want to get into it until they've released the...
When do you think that's coming? Is that in 2022?
This next month.
This year. Okay.
It would have been out a year earlier, but COVID's prevented it. We did one of the first large-scale gold standard studies on how high-intensity interval training, meditation, and the Wim Hof method affected depressive symptoms. And I don't want to get into the research.
Well, we can go to Wim Hof. That means cold water is what that means, right?
Yeah. But the answer to your question is... You know, it's kind of funny how you're a kid and you don't even realize that what your passion is. Some people are lucky and they know they want to be a doctor from day one, but I didn't. I was just kind of stumbling along. But I always had this passion for fitness and health and well-being and exercise and sports. And sure, and here my brother was struggling with this. And he was a great athlete, by the way. But I just saw that nobody could help the guy. And I just kept thinking, something's got to be better than this. I mean, I was a 12-year-old kid. And then as I got into high school, I was kind of the guy that helped him. I'd bring him all our sports. We would run in our track practices and we'd let him play our basketball. And that was the happiest years of his life, when he was basically a high school kid, even though he wasn't a high school kid. And then as I got into the fitness field, I realized that was something that could be very effective to help John in conjunction with the other things he was doing, and it was never included. And so by the time he passed, like I said, this is only 8 years ago, by now I'm pretty established in the health and fitness industry, and I realized that was the thing that was missing from his life that would have brought a quality of life. The guy lived for 60 years. I don't know, from his early teens onward, he ever had a single day of happiness, a single day from morning to sunset of happiness. And that's the saddest thing. Being alive is one thing, and being happy is and being thankful is a whole other thing. And he was a tortured soul. And I was determined that other families wouldn't have to go through what my family went through. And I didn't want to just kind of go off and be one of these guys talking about my experiences. I wanted to prove it. I wanted to go through the proper channels. So I set up this foundation, and that's one of the pillars is this research. We've donated, Lynn and I personally, over about $1.4 million for this research study to categorically show how effective exercise can be in depressive symptoms, because Anxiety and depression are the source of so many mental health issues. They start with anxiety and depression. I'm sure you'll agree with that. I'm sure when you struggle the most, it starts with anxiety and depression.
Well, it's hard to have anxiety and depression when you're moving. Right. This is about, your mental health. When I can be depressed and sucking my thumb in the morning and feeling bad. But the minute you get moving in your day and you're pointed towards something, that sort of recedes.
That's
and
right.
It might come back at night. And some people may get a pill, or they may get therapy, or they may eat ice cream. But you have to move. You can't stay in that space. You can't stay in that mind frame, because we've all been depressed at it. We've all had bad things happen to us. The 15-minute rule, you can wallow for 15. Then you got to move on with the day.
Yeah. But one of the sure signs of depression is inactivity. If your kid will not get out of bed, doesn't want to go to school, wants to stay, he's probably suffering depression. It's funny, but it's counterintuitive to what they want to do. You've got to make them do what they do not want to do, which is get up and move. And so one of those things, you'll thank me in the end, and you will feel better in the end. So as I said, that was the genesis of the John W. Brick, to change the way the world treats mental health, more so to help people and loved ones and families that are going through this than it was to make any great statement. I just wanted other people to not have to go through what we went through. And one of the problems, I love my mother dearly, but it got to the point that she was old school, where she just abdicated his health to the medical professions. And here I'm trying to say, Mom, he should be doing this and he should be doing that. And she said, no, the doctor didn't. And so many people do that. They just sit back and they abdicate either their personal health or their loved one's personal health, instead of being proactive and finding out what they should be doing and challenging people and professionals on why they aren't doing this and why they, and what about this fact thing and what about diet and what about, exercise and
We're also barraged with the media part of take this pill. You know, that big pharma has gotten involved with take a pill.
Of course. Yep.
Victor Brick is here. The John W. Brick Foundation is presenting Move Your Mental Health all this month, first 10 days of October. You'll get a 10-minute message every single day. Sign up online. Go out on Facebook. Go out to John W. Brick Foundation, as well as our friends at Planet Fitness. Victor, it's always good to visit with you. I hope the next time I see you, Justin Tucker's kicking 167 yards, the playoff game or something like that.
Yeah, well, as long as
you're wearing your purple. I see you got your purple.
I got my game. I'm out here in Portland, but they don't have a professional team, but I'm still sporting the purple. And it's kind of cool that I'm always sporting the purple because of Planet Fitness.
Well, we'll be in Denver this weekend. I think I've run into you in Denver at football games out there.
Hello
to the family, to the daughter, to the son, and of course to Lynn. We'll get her back on here soon too. I hope you're moving your mental health here this month, and we'll circle back. I know you're out of Baltimore a little bit. You're coming back. You're doing a big thing with DC this weekend, right? It's a big
I'm originally from the Silver Spring outside of DC area, and I'm on the Washington Basketball Hall of Fame committee, and we're inducting one of my high school teammates from good old Springbrook High School. Hopefully there's a couple of Springbrook grads listening. So he's being inducted along with Brenda Fries, who was my daughter's coach at the University of Maryland, and John Thompson from, of course, Georgetown, a D.C. guy, not just a coach, but grew up in D.C. And so it's quite a class. And so I'm really looking forward to it.
Basketball season. It's like basketball season again already, right?
Yeah. And I'm telling you, I've been talking to a couple of guys, Baltimore needs a Baltimore Area Basketball Hall of Fame. And guess what? I just might be the guy to put that together.
Well, we've had some players around here.
This
has been a basketball community. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
The cool thing is I know a lot of these guys. My daughter, my son know a lot of these guys. And so, it'd be pretty cool. But I'm taking notes.
Let's work on mental health this month. We'll put 22 together to do Baltimore Hall of Fame for basketball. Victor Brick from Planet Fitness and Brick Bodies, and of course, John W. Brick, mental health awareness and the foundation, and keeping everybody clean and safe here as we get into October. Make sure you're out there and you're moving and thinking the right thoughts here as we get through this COVID. And certainly Ravens victories will move all of us a little bit forward. Victor, stay healthy out there, all right? We'll see you playing.
Yeah, you too. Okay? Thank you. God bless.
Joining us here, absolutely. You can find me anytime, anywhere, out on the social media thing. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, maybe the Ravens game this weekend. Luke is in Owings Mills with all of the news, the reports, all that comes to you on the Coons Ford WNST Tech Service, as well as our friends at Royal Farms, Real Fresh, Real Fast, presenting all of our Ravens coverage. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking mental health in Baltimore Positive.